What's wrong?
Keeler. He's bringing your ex-husband into this debate. The SEC's investigation into his company.
Then face Keeler's lie with the truth and trust that the people will be able to tell the difference.
Jack, what's going on? Where's Tony?
He's been shot.
How bad?
He was hit in the neck. He's still alive. They're getting him to the hospital now. With Tony down, you're in command.
Deliver Ramon Salazar to the Van Nuys Dam.
Whoever sent this message is controlling Kyle Singer's movements. We have 2 hours to find him before they release the virus.
What are you into, Kyle?
These cops that came to my apartment today, and they were saying something about using me to bring some weird disease into the country.
A disease?
Go! Run!
Do it! Hey, man.
You going to see Salazar?
Yeah.
My dad said questioning him was a waste of time.
No, sitting around here is a waste of time.
Kim, I need you to generate a prisoner transfer document.
What's this about?
I need to move Ramon Salazar. This has top priority clearance. No one at CTU is supposed to know.
Either I hand over Ramon Salazar, or his brother will release the virus.
I understand that this is an impossible choice. I have another option for you to consider. Ramon Salazar would be broken out of prison and delivered to him.
Sounds like quite a plan, Jack, but who'll break Salazar out?
I will, sir. This would be my last assignment. If you play this cool, Ramon, you're walking out of here with me. Open the cell blocks now.
The following takes place between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Hi, I'm Evan Katz. I wrote this episode, and I'm the co-executive producer this season.
And I am Riley Smith. I play Kyle Singer.
...and Senator John Keeler. We'll begin tonight with a 2-minute opening statement, followed by the first question, which will go to President David Palmer.
This was a particularly difficult episode to write. I think it went through 6 or 7 drafts early in the season as we were finding ourselves and filling in all these plot lines. And we've got the debate running concurrently with a couple of threads of the virus story. The centerpiece of this episode was conceived as the prison break. So if there was a one line, you would say this was the prison break / Russian roulette episode.
It's all right.
Coming up is probably the first image that we came up with for this episode that transitions this storyline or this scene into the next.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Keeler, good evening. I'm looking forward to discussing some of the critical issues facing
the ongoing prison riot. Originally, we were going to hit the television with an axe or a fire extinguisher, but it became obvious that it's actually not that easy to break a TV tube. So a few days before, we decided to crash a bottle into it. This is being shot in an abandoned women's prison called Sybil Brand that was shut down because it's near some kind of toxic waste dump or something dangerous.
Okay. When I tell you to, you start fighting with me over the gun. I gotta try and pull 2 guards off the main corridor. There.
Originally, in this sequence, we had Jack pulling a fire hose out of the wall, and 2 guards came and would trip over it, and then they subdued them. But as we conceive this scene, the character point of it was always that Jack had to stop Salazar from killing the guard or beating him senseless.
I want a team at every security
post. No, Jack and Salazar are somewhere in East Block. You need to put your men over there.
I gotta control this prison. Your partner's not my only problem.
Warden, today he is. He and Salazar need to be contained, and they need to be kept alive.
You want me to redeploy my men? Then I need to know how real this terrorist...
Chase and Jack have an interesting set of opposite conflicts here. Jack desperately needs to get Salazar out of prison because he's doing his job by agreement with the president. And Chase, equally right on his own terms doing his job, desperately needs to stop them. Jack can't tell Chase what he's really doing, and it's a good sense of tension here. Very unusual sort of setup. One of the things you can do on a series that in a movie perhaps would be too confusing to do quickly.
Stop the virus from being released.
Well, he's gonna get himself killed, not to mention Salazar.
I know, I'm trying to protect him. What about Kyle Singer?
We're getting close to locating him.
And these phone calls up front in episodes typically help refresh the viewer and reset the stories and the conflicts.
We probably spent 9 hours a day in this tube, which had no air condition. And I think it was, what, September?
Something like that.
When we were shooting this, so it was a good 85, 90 degrees in that tube.
This was a really good piece for actors, just really a two-character play here. You guys did a great job.
That was so easy, just flowed off of our lips. And there was no outside elements that we had to deal with, just each other, which was great.
They find us in time.
Agnes is obviously one of the better young actresses, so it was easy to have a good rapport with her. We had actually worked together before this. She played my girlfriend in a pilot.
Oh, wow.
It was our first job ever, both of us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so... that was easy as well.
You guys both have little, you know, movie careers happening.
Trying.
We are.
This is very cinematic anyway, the way it's played out, so it's helps out a lot. Right about here is where obviously I'm think that I'm infected and know that I don't want to take down the girl that I'm in love with as well, so I make a decision to take myself out and the disease and ultimately save my girlfriend in the city.
It was actually hard to figure out how he should try to kill himself in a sealed, featureless room. Remember, it took a while to come up with the wired thing, which the audience is probably not quite caught up to the first time they see this.
Caltrans server, traffic camera. Right near the mall. Look at that. It's a blue shirt.
We're always fascinated by modern surveillance technology and sort of taking it to just kind of the next level. We all know there are traffic red light cameras. We all know there are, at least in Los Angeles, Caltrans traffic monitoring cameras. And we've extrapolated that intelligence services have access to these feeds. Which, for all we know, is true.
He's trying to remove Salazar by force.
I don't understand what you mean by force.
Looks like he started a prison riot to cover the escape.
Why is he doing this?
And again, here's a section where we are using one character giving news to another to also help the audience set the conflicts. So it when we do it this way, I feel like it's pretty organic way to put exposition across.
They would know he was violating protocol.
What's going to happen to him?
Initially, we had Kim get in trouble for helping Jack get Salazar the transporter, which was in the last episode, and she got into a big internal affairs investigation, and Michelle was very angry with her. But we felt that that didn't work, and it was cut before we shot it.
There must be another way, Jack.
There is, but the prisoners are taking control. We're gonna have to fight our way through them.
This sequence coming up was very difficult to choreograph. How to have Jack overwhelmed with a gun and not have him look incompetent. Because we always want Jack to be as on top of things as possible. Essentially, it ended up being a question of numbers. This guy was fantastic. I believe his name is Lobo.
Come on, let's go, let's go! Move it, let's go!
And the notion that Chase sees Jack right before we get out of this was a great way to sort of set the dilemma here, which is it's going to become a hostage situation with Jack.
So back off! Hold your fire! Come on, man!
Their eyes meet here. Great moment. No words. Chase wondering what the hell Jack is doing and needing to save him, but wondering what the betrayal was.
Chase is real good with that non-dialogue intenseness.
Yes. Very physical actor.
Yeah, he's great.
And in order to do this, our reserves must be kept and our fossil fuels must be conserved.
Kim, did you send me that Kalman filter?
What?
The Kalman filter I needed to clean up that image.
Shoot, I forgot about it. It's in my outbox.
How can you forget? It's the only thing you're working on.
I'm sorry. Look, I'm sending it to you right now. Done.
Kim, I don't know where your head is at, but we need to find Kyle Singer before he's contagious.
Relax. I'm doing the best I can.
The best I can isn't what we do around here, Kim. It's either done or it's not.
So why are you lecturing me? It's in your system.
At this point in the series, Kim and Adam have been having conflict. This was a scene, actually, we wrote at the last minute, I think while we were shooting, when we realized the show was going to come a little short. And frequently what we find is when we do scenes to fill out the shows, they sometimes end up being really good emotional scenes because they're generally between our series regulars at CTU. It really forces us to focus on small moments, emotional moments. So really a scene that does move the plot forward, but a scene with emotion between our characters.
Kyle, what are you doing? There's no way out of here.
You don't deserve what happened. I do.
This was tough to shoot because anything that was shot inside of this confinement, we had a real small space, and I had a
harness,
thank you, on that was actually cinched very tight, and we had to keep the rope, the wires, very close to my neck to make it look real.
This is horrifying.
Yeah, and
you really cringe when you watch this.
It actually hurt a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
Sorry, Riley.
It's okay. You take it for the show.
It actually this dictated his wardrobe. We knew we always had to wardrobe him in a way that the harness could be hidden.
For a while they had, you guys had some dialogue here, which we ended up just her holding me.
Sometimes that's better than anything.
Yeah, it ended up working out like that. I think, I don't know if it was edited around or how it worked, but
I think it was Joel, the executive producer, one of the executive producers, co-creator of the show, does a lot of very judicious editing and post. I've never worked on a show where cutting things is so powerful at script stage and afterwards.
You don't want to be involved in my business.
No, Bobby, I care about you.
This was an interesting introduction or continuing introduction of the two brothers and setting Claudia up as a bit of Lady Macbeth, seemingly making trouble between the two brothers. But we later find out in episodes down the line that the agenda was very different.
Yes, it's me. Riot's still going on.
But we know Ramon's alive.
Yeah, but Bauer's got to get him out soon. CTU's getting close to finding Kyle Singer. And if they do, they'll never let Ramon go.
And make sure they don't find Singer.
I'm working on it.
Get it done.
I love this room with all these monitors. The monitor tree. Reminds me a little bit of 12 Monkeys.
That's him, that singer.
Is that a gun?
Little blow up reference.
Yeah.
Antonini movie.
We're not gonna be able to get the truck's license plate from the shot.
I'll get access to the traffic cameras in the direction they're heading. See if we can find him again. Dessler.
Michelle, we found Kyle Singer being driven away from the mall 47 minutes ago.
Are you working up a vehicle ID?
We will as soon as we're able to get another visual.
These cameras damaged but functional.
Right, they must have the hostages on the right. Try and pan the camera over.
Let me see the camera move.
You have no choice. Do it.
We a lot of times in this episode transition from one story to another with the video. But that was a great visual of John's. This was the Sybil Brand prison laundry. This was originally set in a cafeteria, but in the script. But when they were scouting locations, they discovered this room with the fans and the big washing machines, and seemed like you had to use it.
Give me your plan. Bring them over here. We're gonna have a little fun with them. Put them on their knees. Who wants to live?
We tried to turn this up a notch of things you had seen before. Just make it a little more surprising and just that much more brutal and real.
I'll never forget when I got this script. It's probably the fastest script I ever read. It was this moment on paper was the most intense moment.
Him, over here.
This kid's great.
Yeah.
The prison guard. Originally, the Russian roulette in the first draft or two didn't involve Jack. It involved Salazar and the guard. I guess the premise of the script was Jack had to protect Salazar, so we were worried about Salazar's life. And what we realized in successive drafts was it doesn't really matter. The audience really cares about Jack, and he's the one who should be involved in the game. We've all seen Russian roulette episodes, and we tried really hard here to come up with something that would turn it up a notch immediately.
Please, don't make me do this.
There's nothing to it, you little bitch. Just put the gun to your head.
I can't. You're gonna do it.
This actor, Lobo, very sweet guy. Cameras were all scary as hell. You know, camera keeps cutting his cells or keeping him involved in the action since he's not yet. Jack encourages him. We trimmed back how much he encourages him at the last minute in the script. It's the right thing to do because he'll be killed if he doesn't fire the gun.
Shoot him! No, wait! Shoot him! Wait!
Come on, man. Just do it. This way, at least you got a chance, okay? Do it. Come on.
And that was really our thought, that you had never seen the first shot like that. just kill someone that you've sort of been conditioned to think this will play out longer. And we like to just go for the jugular.
We're now seeing concrete results. This is a road we will continue to travel.
If you've noticed, a lot of people are picking up on the boxes.
Yeah.
They even use it in my new movie. I'm like, you stole that from 24.
This show really has a great look, sort of documentary-esque, but yet really has a rich production value. Almost entirely handheld.
Yeah, I as an actor working on a lot of other things, I love the way they shot it because, you know, all your cameramen, your DPs, they're so professional and they taught me things, you know.
Really?
Things that I'd never known because a lot of times you don't work with handhelds.
Right.
You know.
You don't know what the camera's doing.
No, you don't know where they're shooting, but that teaches you to be on. On this show, you have to be on 100% of the time because you don't know what they're picking up.
This is our little Hitchcock sequence here where Gael is trying to sabotage the server. Doesn't notice Kim moving towards him. This was difficult to do and make believable in real time, but we placed the router room close enough. Gael. You're never completely positive the geography of some of CTU, so that helps us.
Why don't you call tech?
No, it's okay. I think I found the problem. Protection circuit kicked in. Must have been a line search. Should be up and running now. Let me know if you have any more problems.
I will.
We played in the script, in the drafts, the level of Kim's suspicion here. I think initially we had her be much more suspicious at this, but we decided to build it slower.
Sure. Is it possible a line search could have knocked out a router?
Well, not from my side. You could ask Chloe. Got it.
Hold on. Dessler.
Michelle, I've got a plate on the pickup.
Good. Where do you last have it?
The shot's from the north quadrant of Santa Fe Springs. It was driving west.
Okay, I want you to put this out to mobile units, LAPD. I want everyone looking for this vehicle.
Okay, right.
All right, Ryan, I'm back.
So, do you have any idea if Bauer is trying to break out Salazar on his own, or if he's working with someone?
I'm trying to figure that out now. I'll get back to you when I find out.
You do that.
Chloe.
Yeah, Michelle.
You following what's going on at the prison?
I just saw the update come over. What the hell's happening?
We don't have all the details yet, but Jack's behind it.
I need you to check his phone logs, email, see what case files he's accessed recently. What am I looking for?
Anything that'll help us figure out why he's doing this.
Are you sure you really want me snooping in his office?
Yes.
You got it.
Michelle has recently taken command here and rising to the occasion. It's a good role for her, being the boss. And balancing her responsibilities with her concern over her husband.
His wife, Michelle. How's he doing?
I'll check. One moment, please.
Phone call is sort of a way to track her emotional state and also keep this part of the story alive.
I always thought that was a real tough situation she was in between having to still run the CTU. And
They have an interesting relationship track this season.
Yeah, Evan, it's Michelle. Do you know if we get OR feeds from Good Samaritan?
I check.
We came up with this at the last minute. She checks on the feed from the OR, which makes CTU kind of omnipotent, but we felt it was worth the emotional impact of her watching. Once again, a way to get in her head and feel the emotion. No dialogue, but You don't need it. It's in your husband's blood. Yeah, Rick, it was really great.
The laundry room's 100 yards in. I'll ID the exact location for the explosives once we get to your weapon, sir.
We, when we wrote this, we imagined this tunnel behind the cells, like in Escape from Alcatraz, and lo and behold, the prison actually had one. So, at the last minute, we said, hey, let's just use it. And I don't even think it was necessarily on the schedule, but the director managed to rush down the other end of the tunnel and poke a camera in there and make you feel like you're in the tunnel. And this is really the tunnel between cells. This is how they change light bulbs for the prisoners.
Pick someone else, he's telling you the truth. He was just transferred to the cell block less than a week ago. I'm a federal agent. I was escorting him out of the prison. That's why you've never seen us here before.
Good. Federal agent. What's your name?
Jack Bauer.
All right. It's gonna be Agent Jack.
We kind of discussed whether or not this guy would believe anything Jack and Salazar said, and the solution was, doesn't matter if he believes him. He's going to let them kill each other anyway. The video is another way to connect Chase into the story and see it through his point of view, sort of raises the stakes in a way to experience it through more than one point of view. You know, Jack's the star, you know he's not gonna kill himself, but it's still difficult to watch. Network had some concerns over this scene in its original cut, so we made some changes for them, and there's a, when it aired, a very specific warning in front of it.
If I die, my brother will find you.
Shut up! Wait. Do it! Do it! Do it! Do it!
I think it's great, though, because most of the audience never really knew if Jack would die. I mean, there was a possibility that he may.
In the back of your mind.
Yeah, so it's what made it real intense.
Also, in terms of the story, Salazar can't really die either. Los Angeles is going to be in big trouble. Now his brother will release the virus.
All right. You're up.
And Jack sees the camera, knows he's going to be rescued. However, if he's really rescued, he's still got to figure out how to get Salazar away.
Yeah.
Very complicated, twisty.
Got about three edges on this sword.
Right. That's a good way of putting it. Now, what we did to blow the hole in the wall is plastered over a previous existing doorway. So they're actually blowing a sort of plug we put in. So they've been rescued, but they still have to. Now Jack has to rescue them from the good guys.
How long did it take to shoot this scene, you recall?
You know, I was on set for the Russian roulette part, not this, but I feel like we do this really well for television.
Timing wise.
The debate was initially a much more important part of this episode. And I believe initially was structured more throughout the episode, but things got pushed into the next episode and I believe it was trimmed down. Chloe is such an interesting actor, and this actress has such a unique energy. She somehow enables you to do quirky in this show, which you would have thought wouldn't be possible. But she's quirky within our guidelines, completely socially awkward and incapable of saying the right thing at the right time. Everyone's known someone like Chloe.
It's just a nice added dimension to the show.
Yeah, doesn't bump you out too much.
Frankly troubled by some of the personal choices that this president has made and continues to make. We're all aware of the allegations and indictments surrounding the president's former wife.
I believe in the original order of things. This came earlier, but I think when Joel was editing it, he found that you were so in the other stories, you didn't want to leave it. And I think that frequently happens on this show, that things get rearranged. As much thought as we put into making sure things happen in the right point in the script, they frequently get rearranged in editing when you actually see the scenes.
This debate is not a court of law, nor is it a tabloid paper. This is neither the time nor the place to launch a personal attack on a private citizen.
Mr. President, the senator still has 30 more seconds, sir, please.
This is exactly the right time, because I believe the choices your leaders make in their own lives reflect the choices that they will make on your behalf. And so the question remains, did the president know of these accusations?
This question of introducing personal scandal into a presidential debate would have been unthinkable 20 years ago. Unfortunately, it's become part of the political fabric.
Is false, and that I believe it is the senator's way of avoiding the issues at hand. Now, I came here tonight to discuss the real issues pressing our country.
Oh, God.
I assumed that the senator was
now,
here.
Now, do you get it?
These two had a great edgy relationship. The pragmatic and the romantic.
Michelle.
This is the first time anyone at CTU is discovering, well, except for Chase, which it's implied is discovering Jack's heroin use. This was a huge part of our conception of the series at the beginning of the year.
You're in my dad's office. Michelle wanted me to go through your dad's stuff. Why?
Something new to do with Jack.
What's up?
Show how far he was willing to go. To go undercover.
The ITS room. No, my circuit protectors are upstairs, not in the ITS. Why? Oh, it's probably nothing. Did you find anything? I can't talk about this. You can't help, so just go, okay?
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Just F, I'm taking to Michelle. This is really inappropriate behavior, Kim. Why are you doing this, Chloe? I mean, I'm just trying to help you. You can't help, and I don't have to have this conversation. Under field op mandate, there's a regulation, I believe it's 40 or 41, that says that I have jurisdictional prerogative.
Chloe's always got the rules.
So could you just leave? Not until you tell me what's in the box. I think your dad's been using drugs. What? That's right. Rubber tourniquet? Syringe? We just had the vials tested for opiates. It was positive. And he's been acting really weird, okay? really not fair that you made me do this.
Reaction's very unusual. You almost still expect her to say, I'm sorry, at the end of it.
Michelle, I didn't find anything in Jack's records, but there's something you need to see.
Because of the real-time aspect of this show, we, more than any other show I've seen, play these beats where different characters find out the same information on screen over and over again. And most shows would do this off screen because they can do time cuts. But we can't, and I think it makes things feel very real. It forces us to make sure that we get something out of each of these reactions. And that we move quickly along. A lot of short scenes in the show. Moving into yet another of the plot threads, like a jigsaw puzzle.
Dave, is there any other way out?
No, we're pinned in.
We must have known this could happen. What's the plan, Jack?
Give me the shotgun. Give me the shotgun. Take off your uniform.
This is a great shot.
The two of you?
Yeah, but yeah. Just the backlighting and the mood of after what happened.
We're approaching the industrial complex on Fuller. There are three warehouses on the property.
I'll see if we can narrow it down with infrared.
Roger.
Kaufman.
Adam, see if you can pull up infrared satellite on the industrial complex.
On it. Kim, log on to the NHS server. We need to see if they have any satellites in position. Kim.
Okay.
What's the matter?
Nothing, I'm fine.
Starting to humanize the relationship between Adam and Kim here. Everything left unsaid. A lot of the show plays in sort of the context of what's not said and what's said.
We just swept the east block. There's no sign of Jack or Salazar.
I got a team in the south block. They can't do a proper search until we lock it down. That could take up to a half hour.
You want to get out of this thing? You're going to have to trust me and do everything that I tell you. You understand?
All right.
Come on, let's go.
This is an important moment because they know they're stepping out, and it's pretty no turn back now.
When we were writing this, we couldn't figure out what Jack's play was. You know, nobody can afford to have Salazar killed.
Close to getting Kyle Singer. Close ain't gonna cut it this time. I gotta deliver Salazar now.
Not letting you go, Jack.
Chase knows that Los Angeles is being threatened.
Kyle Singer. Half an hour. I gotta get Salazar in the air in that chopper in the next 60 seconds, or 100,000 people will die.
So, what we decided to do is just have Jack hit the nail on the head and appeal to Chase. I think initially we tried to have Jack threaten to kill Salazar, which made no sense. And then we tried to have him use him as a shield on the thought that no one could shoot Salazar because he was so important.
Please, I can't have anything happen to Salazar.
But this was the best solution.
This is Warden Mitchell. I want all teams to stand down. I repeat, stand down. Agent Bauer will be taking Salazar.
It's a shot on one of the courtyards outside the prison.
All teams on the stand down order.
Let him take the chopper.
Stand down.
Right back off.
All right, Jack. No one's gonna try and stop him.
Get these men to back off and holster their weapons!
Back off! Stand down!
Let them back through! Off.
Get them to holster their weapons! Now! Lower your weapon!
Stand down!
Get the snipers down off the roof now!
Intensity of Kiefer's performance, the shouting, shaky camera, merely makes you worry somehow these guys are, someone's gonna make a mistake. You have the CTU assault on the guys who were sitting outside. Happened mostly off screen.
This is great for us because it was really loud. The guns were loud. We couldn't really see out of that cell very easily. And the lights are in our eyes. So it was kind of a scary moment.
We have Jack disabling the communications unit because, as you'll see, we can't afford to have Chase contact him, so you believe he would have disconnected the locator, so we connected the communications to it. And this near miss here, where if only Jack knew the news as he takes off, was another one of our early conceptions of the episode. This is excruciating near miss. Great moment, I think, for these two guys.
Talk about facts and figures all night, Mr. President. Once again, I see this as a question of judgment and integrity. To ignore this issue, an issue of rectitude and foresight.
These bio stretchers. It was very chilling, I thought.
Yeah, I tried laying in one. It's very chilling.
Congratulations. Now you are an even bigger enemy to your country than I am.
Thought what was great about this episode is it opens up a whole nother world on the next episode.
Right. Jack's now in even more trouble.
Yeah. You don't know what's happening with my character.